Hey, everybody, it's the Charlie Kirk Show. They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. We prove what is happening in Springfield, Ohio with Donald Trump Jr., then Caroline Leavitt, and live coverage from the Donald Trump rally in Tucson, Arizona, live from the Turning Point Action booth. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can become a member today. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joining us now is Caroline Leavitt, who is the Trump campaign national press secretary. Caroline, great to see you. Caroline, what are we seeing with undecideds? How are they breaking after this debate that President Trump won?
Great to see you, Charlie. And President Trump did win the debate, that is for sure. And don't take it from us, and definitely don't take it from the pundits in the media. Take it from the undecided voters, as you just said. There have been multiple post-debate polls showing that undecided voters and independents in this election are moving towards President Trump following his outstanding debate performance. There was a great Reuters article that said that 6 in 10 undecideds that they polled are either leaning towards President Trump or now definitely going to vote for him. Even CNN had to admit that President Trump increased his standing on the economy, the number one issue for undecided voters across the country, by a few points. So he is now beating Kamala Harris on that issue by more than 20 points. And the New York Times also had to have a headline that said the pundits may say Kamala won, but undecided voters aren't so sure. They liked what President Trump had to say. And it's because Kamala Harris dodged the most important question of the night and the most important question in this entire election, which is, are you better off today under Vice President Kamala Harris than you were under President Trump? We all know the answer to that question. Undecided voters at home know the answer to that question. They had more money in their pocketbooks under President Trump. They weren't reading local headlines every day about illegal immigrants taking the lives of our fellow Americans and raping and abusing innocent women across this country. And they weren't fearful that we'd be on the brink of World War III. All of that has happened under Kamala Harris. And that's why these undecideds are leaning in favor of President Trump. And we're going to spend every second over the next 54 days ensuring they cast their ballots for him on November 5th.
Yeah. And just one interesting new signal here. We're going to get some tape here. Debbie Dingell, who's not our favorite, but she is in touch with the people of Michigan. She came out today and said, quote, the presidential race in Michigan is way closer than people realize. Even Democrats know that this race is razor thin in states that they thought they were going to be doing very well in. So I want to now get, what is the campaign feeling about potentially a second debate on Fox News?
Well, President Trump has said himself he may or may not do a debate with Kamala Harris. We'll leave that announcement to him. What I will say is that the fact that Kamala Harris and her team immediately called for another debate just shows that she knew she lost. And she knows that her team knows she has a lot more explaining to do. She left a lot of questions on the table. She was asked about immigration. She completely dodged the question. And she said that she just talked about an entirely different subject. She didn't take responsibility for the border crisis that she has allowed to occur over the last 4 years. And she's also, I'm sure, seeing the post-debate polls now that show voters are leaning in President Trump's direction following her very bad performance on Tuesday.
So I want to now, let's go through fact-checking of Kamala. I want to play, this is Chris Coons talking about the potential debate with Kamala Harris, Fox News. Kind of weird how they want another debate. They're willing to go to Fox News on it. They must be seeing something troubling over there. Play cut 143.
And I think she should accept an invitation from Fox to come on and debate President Trump.
That's very bizarre. They would only do that if they felt as if they were not in a good position as a campaign.
Exactly right. They're saying the quiet part out loud here. They know that Kamala needs to reach a different demographic of voters than that she currently is not reaching. Kamala is performing very poorly with men across this country right now. And she's performing poorly with Black voters and also with Latino voters, all of whom are disgusted by her policies, are hurting because of her support for Bidenomics, her tie-breaking vote in the Senate for the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act, which we know has created an inflation crisis in this country. Americans are sick and tired of being put last by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies. So her team certainly knows that they need to outreach to different demographics to increase her standing. But it's not going to work because guess what? Kamala Harris played political charades on that debate for 90 minutes. That is not enough to rewrite the last 43 months of pain and misery, crime and chaos. She's trying to run from the Biden administration's record. But guess what? It's the Biden-Harris administration. And we're going to continue to hold her accountable for the failures of the past 4 years.
Yeah. And so let's go into this. ABC, quote unquote, fact checked Trump five times, and they did so incorrectly, by the way. They weren't even fact checking correctly. Mm-hmm. How many times did they fact check Kamala Harris?
A big fat zero. And it was so appalling to watch in real time. You know, we knew going into this that President Trump would be in a hostile environment, but he's fearless. He doesn't care because he has truth on his side. He has policy on his side, and he understands the issues and has a good command of them. But nevertheless, David Muir and Lindsay Davis, this was the worst moderated debate in American history. They should be ashamed of themselves for the way that they went after President Trump. They kept interrupting him when he was wrapping up his answers. They fact-checked him, as you said, Charlie, wrongly five times. They didn't fact-check Kamala Harris once, and she spewed multiple lies. She came out the gate tying President Trump to Project 2025, something he said he doesn't have anything to do with. The head of that was on CNN two nights prior. David Muir could have brought that up. He didn't. Kamala said President Trump supports a federal ban on abortion. He doesn't. He's been consistent and clear about that. Kamala Harris lied about her position on fracking. She shook her head when she said she doesn't. When President Trump said she supports defunding the police, which we know she does. She's been on the record in the past saying that. They completely let her off the hook. And it's a real shame. They were a tragic shame on that debate stage. And so many lies that were not called out by the moderators.
I want to play here a cut 144. This is Debbie Dingell, as mentioned, talking about the state of Michigan.
I think Michigan is a dead heat. People know. But there's just a lot of people in the middle. I don't understand at times what people see in Donald Trump. They know what will happen to this country if he's president again, but they believe strongly. And it's just closer than people realize.
Caroline, they know it and they love it. They know that the country would be great. And you know things are not going well for the Democrat Party when they're lamenting, trying to wonder why people will vote a certain way. Feels like 2016 all over again.
I was just going to say, Charlie, it's been 8 years and they still haven't figured out why millions of Americans support President Trump. Maybe because he speaks for them. He speaks for the forgotten men and women of this country who feel betrayed by the political class, who feel betrayed by the wealthy elite who have now taken over the Democrat Party. And they don't support radical policies like the ones Kamala Harris does, like being forced to pay for gender transition surgeries for minors. That's not a way to get undecided voters to vote for you. That's why Kamala Harris is running for that position. But her record proves she is a dangerous liberal. Kamala Harris supporting her ban on fracking. Kamala Harris supporting bailing out violent rioters and criminals out of jail and eliminating cash bail. Or how about her newfound support for decriminalizing all drugs, including fentanyl, crack, meth, and cocaine? That is not something that middle of the road Americans, common sense, law-abiding taxpayers support. And maybe Debbie Dingell should go take a look at Kamala Harris's dangerously liberal record, and she will understand why the people of Michigan and across this country don't support her, especially in Michigan in terms of the auto industry. Kamala Harris, with her support for a radical electric vehicle mandate that will just absolutely obliterate the auto industry in Michigan. President Trump speaks for those workers. He understands their struggles. He used the leverage of our country to negotiate better trade deals on their behalf during his first term as president. They had more money in their pockets. They know how they felt under his leadership. And Kamala Harris is a radical liberal and does not speak for these forgotten men and women.
Caroline Leavitt, great work. Great to see you. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. Let's go to Brian Glenn, who is in Tucson, Arizona, next to a very familiar booth, a tent. Brian, what is that arrow next to you? Turning Point something?
Yeah, it's a little organization called Turning Point Action. I don't know. They've done, I don't know, a couple things in this nation's history to protect democracy. But yes, I'm in front of your tent and in front of this amazing building that's got about 2,500 people, as we can see right now, Charlie, lined up to get in. And as we spoke in the break, Pima County, good old Pima mm-hmm. County. And of course, Maricopa County, those two areas, Charlie, are a big indicator of what direction not only Arizona goes, but you and I both know which direction the country goes on November 5th. So President Trump bringing his talking points here today to talk about inflation and housing. Inflation hitting Arizonans about 21.5%, one of the highest in the nation, and housing being a big problem here, mainly due to illegal mm-hmm. immigration. Charlie, big surprise in this state. That's one of the conversations he's going to talk about.
So in 2020, Joe Biden got 97,000 more ballots being the operative term, than Donald Trump in Pima County. If Donald Trump is able to keep that margin between 75,000 to 80,000, his chances of winning the state are significant. Democrats bank on a major margin in Pima County to be able to run up the score there. What is the venue hold today? I'm sure Trump is going to fill it. I'm sure people have been lining up for quite some time here. Brian, walk us through the schematic details today.
I love the way you laid that out. Okay, this is in a music hall. So it's got a stadium seating, very much like you would think in the theater. I've been told it holds about 2,500. Now, they do have some sections that are kind of partitioned off for the media to sit in. So let's just take a couple hundred people, a couple hundred seats out of that. So I think you're going to have 2,300 people inside this building. Now, Charlie, there was 2,300 people outside here this morning. Let's turn the camera real quickly, Luke, and let's show who's lined up. The line that you see, what you're looking at right now, that's the beginning of the line. That white tent is where you go through security, but it goes all the way down. Let's pan to the right, if you could, Luke. It goes back out of sight around the corner, and I could actually see the line from my hotel wrapping around the block. So obviously, I don't think everyone's going to have an opportunity to come inside today, and it's unfortunate. But that just shows, to your conversation, Charlie, that people here in Pima County, and I talked to a lot of people before we came on live, there's a lot of locals here, a lot of people that live right here in this area. We need to get the vote out. If we can cut into that margin, like you said, we can win Pima. And if we win Pima, we can do the same thing in Maricopa. We can win Arizona. By the way, Carrie Lake will be speaking right before President Trump here today. As you know, big race here in the Senate. We can perhaps shift the balance of the Senate with a Carrie Lake victory. So it is hot. It's not only is the temperature hot, but the stakes are even hotter, Charlie, right here in front of the one and only blue Turning Point Action booth, which, by the way, I got the coldest water you could find in Tucson earlier, was from these people right here. Hang on a second. High five for the cold water you gave me. There we go. Good people here at Turning Point Action. Thank you for the water. And by the way, if you're out here, come by, get all the information you need to stay engaged, get on the ground, chase the vote, do what you can. You got to win Pima County. We win the White House back. Charlie, once again, you're a rock star. The biggest production I've ever seen for a Trump rally was at your event there in Phoenix. I thought Motley Crue or Kiss was about to take the stage with all the pyro and all the lights and all the all the theatrics. I love it. You're a master at that. Keep it up. But we're back here on the ground. We'll have live coverage continuing around 12 o'clock here local time. Stay tuned for all the action here in Tucson.
Very good. Excellent coverage, Brian. Thank you so much. And just to reiterate what Brian was saying, so Brian is live there in Pima County. So Pima County is one of the southernmost counties in the state of Arizona. In fact, it is a border county. It's a Democrat stronghold because it has Tucson. Tucson has the University of Arizona, which is obviously very liberal. But Tucson also just has a lot of Democrat, first and second generation Americans that tend to be very poor and very Democrat. Has a lot of liberal Mexicans and Hispanics. The more conservative Mexicans and Hispanics tend to gravitate more towards Phoenix and the Valley. So 97,000 ballots is what we fell short of in Pima County back in 2020. If Donald Trump can make that 75,000, I don't want to say there's a 100% chance to win the state, but it is a very hard, very, very hard hill for the Democrats to climb out of if that happens. This is a very good sign that Donald Trump is drawing this kind of a crowd in the middle of a day with short notice in Pima. It's a very positive sign. It's a healthy sign. It shows that his base is alive and well. It shows that his message is getting out. And again, I will repeat it. Join the citizen force and become a force multiplier for your community and for your country. Don't just sit idly by. Find new voters, register them to vote, write postcards, knock on doors, download the Turning Point Action app. You go into your app store and you type in tpaction.com. Nobody works as hard as Turning Point Action to try to save this country. We want you to join us in that mission. Donald Trump Jr. joins us. Don, they're eating their cats. They're eating the dogs. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, Charlie, I thought this was a conspiracy theory. And like all conspiracy theories, it turns out to be true. Watching the media gaslight the American public, lie to the American public like they do all so often these days, was truly disgusting. And then, you know, the stories come forth and then they find something from August 26th, like 2 weeks before this was ever a story, before it was a thing, before the media said it's a creation, the right wing is making it up. And there's a 911 call. You know, there's four Haitian migrants eating the geese in the park. I mean, you can't make it up anymore. But Charlie, what's truly sick about what's going on in Springfield and in neighboring Lima, and I'm sure it'll spill over into other parts of Pennsylvania in the not too distant future, is that it took that kind of story that someone was eating a cat and or pet to garner attention to an issue where there's literally dozens of videos of citizens begging, you know, the town council to fix some of the problem, begging for money that's being handed out freely to illegals and to migrants. They're giving them money. The citizens can't afford to live there. They're putting 25 people into a home. That jacks up the rent from $1,500 a month to $4,000 a month. They make these towns that people have lived in for so long unlivable. That gets no attention. That gets nothing. The second there's a meme about possibly a cat getting eaten, all of a sudden everyone's paying attention. And it just shows you how far the Democrats will go, how far they've forgotten the American people, the taxpayers of this country. It's absolutely disgusting. And now that there's attention on the issue, I guarantee you, Charlie, we're going to see dozens more stories of cats and pets and dogs and everything else going missing to people who have been put into these cities. I mean, when you think of Springfield, right? This isn't like, hey, they took in 50 to 60 migrants and everyone's sharing the wealth. No. Kamala Harris brought in 100,000 people to this country from Haiti. Okay, 100,000. That's like 4.5% to 5% of the entire population of Haiti.
That's right.
They brought them into America. They stuck 20,000 of them into a town of 50,000. Think of that as a percentage. You know, two-fifths, you know, like it's lunacy. They put them into this town. They do nothing else and they say bye. You know, you notice they don't do that in Martha's Vineyard. They don't do that in Nantucket. They don't do that in Democrat strongholds. No, they do it in red districts because they're trying to push those people out. They're trying to make it hurt for them.
They're trying
to replace
them.
It could not be more clear.
And I don't like talking like that. They're trying to replace them. And let's understand the sequence of events. Number one, we shut down all the factories and go, and they send them to China. Number two, we flood the communities with opioids. Number three, we send their sons and daughters to go fight no-win wars in the Middle East. And then once they're so damaged, Don, and they're so without hope, we then flood their community with a bunch of foreigners so it's an unrecognizable third world city. You wonder why Donald Trump is popular in this part of the world. You wonder why the Trump movement is ascendant how much abuse does the heartland need to receive? And Don, you campaign in this part of the world. I want to play the 911 tape.
I was in Lima literally on Tuesday. Like, you know, I was right next door in Lima, and it, like, you could see it. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. But the same thing happened in East Palestine, right? Yes. A major trail derailment, major toxic spill. Ah, no big deal. We'll get to it later. They couldn't care less. And Charlie, what's worse in these towns is then they give them driver's licenses. Then they're driving with no actual experience driving, because very few people in Haiti actually drive. So all of a sudden, there's all these accidents. You saw the young kid that was killed because a guy that really shouldn't have been driving was driving a car, crashed into a school bus, killed a young child. That's terrible in and of itself. But what happens now is the area becomes a problem area because there's a lot of bad drivers around, and everyone's insurance premiums get jacked up. I was talking to a guy in Ohio the other day. He, you know, he's two cars now. He can't afford to have the two cars anymore because his insurance went up so high. Not because he got into an accident, not because he got caught speeding, not because he was reckless or anything else, but because the people around him now are driving much more poorly. So he gets screwed with that premium increase, and it's making it impossible to live. So it's not just rents that are going up. It's insurance premiums. It's everything across the board, and they're doing it on purpose, Charlie.
They are. This is 139. This is a sad video. It's a Springfield, Ohio woman having an emotional breakdown, saying that none of this is funny. I don't feel safe here anymore. They're out here decapitating animals, and y'all are making jokes out of it. It's a real thing, by the way. Play cut 139.
Shit ain't no joke. It's not funny. I really do not feel fucking safe here, bro. Like, everyone on TikTok, on Facebook, making these jokes to get everything fucking funny. Like, imagine you being homeless for a whole fucking year for no fucking reason. Like, what the fuck? This shit is not fun. This shit is not cool, bro. They really out here decapitating animals, and y'all are making jokes out of it. Imagine if you went outside and you saw your mother, you saw your dog's head decapitated on the ground. Like, are you, dude, why are y'all thinking this is a joke? It's not a joke. I don't feel comfortable walking anywhere. Like, what the f-? I should be able to feel safe in my own city.
I mean, Don, this is, the regime hates her, and they want to replace her.
Yeah, you know, they've made that very clear. I mean, Americans are second-class citizens in their own cities and towns these days, Charlie. That could not be more clear. Again, that's one of many videos. You see the people, you know, hey, they gave them this, they gave them that, they get free health care. That, you know, we pay premiums, okay? Those premiums go up. We have co-pays. We have deductibles. They have none of those things. They have no incentive to ever do anything. They get all the payments they need from the government. They get their phones. They get their this. They get a stipend. And then they can go to any center in America and just get free health care entirely. Right? They don't have a deductible. They don't have co-pays. They don't have anything. It's all paid for by the American taxpayer. What is going on? I know, you know, everyone got a lot of crap talking about the great replacement theory as though it wasn't actually 100% real. The Democrats aren't even pretending anymore. Like all of the other outrage cycles, that's not really happening. Well, it's happening, but it's happening and you should embrace and accept it. Otherwise, you're racist. I mean, it goes on and on each and every day, Charlie. It never stops. Americans have to wake up. They have to say enough is enough. This isn't a coincidence, right? Kamala Harris isn't the candidate of change. I understand the media is trying to say she's the change candidate, but give me a break. Change, she's changed everything in America for the worse over the last 4 years. She's had every opportunity imaginable to do that. Nothing's changing. It's only going to get worse. This stuff is only going to continue. But the traditional Democrat voting blocs have to understand that, and they have to stop voting blindly with policies that are abjectly a disaster for them.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've asked and MyPillow listened. They're finally bringing you the most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. MyPillow is made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. It helps keep your neck aligned and holds its shape all night long, so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. Get their six-piece kitchen and bath towel set for only $25. The brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98, and their famous MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $25, and so, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code KIRK to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. Don't delay. Order today. Use promo code Kirk at checkout. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Check it out right now. Wonderful organization, MyPillow.com. The media says that it's not proven. Well, here is the 911 call you talk about. It's a 911 call about Haitians decapitating geese. Play cut 147.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
How many geese did they have?
They each had one.
Okay, we will put this out to our cars and see if we can't find them. Thank you so much for calling in.
I mean, Don, this is happening
frequently. Think about that. But again, let's make it clear. That call, Charlie, that's August 26th, okay? This outrage cycle that the media is saying is a figment of our imagination and isn't really happening started like 3 days ago, okay? August 26th, that's 2 weeks ago. More, okay? This has been going on. It's going on. Of course, the media is going to cover it. They're going to try to pretend, cover it up. They're going to try to pretend that it's not happening. But that call was from 2 weeks before anyone even heard of these things going on. It's been going on a lot. People have to get out there. They have to get vocal. They have to show it. They have to share it. They have to get these messages out there. If you see it, report it. Because no one else is going to do that if we don't do it ourselves, Charlie. It's disgusting, and it should not be happening in America. It shouldn't be happening anywhere else in the civilized world, but that's the reality. Okay, you look at Haiti, you look at the demographic makeup, you look at the average IQ. If you import the third world into your country, you are going to become the third world. That's just basic. Like, it's not racist, that's just fact. You see that happening in these places. And again, these places, they're only doing it in conservative strongholds. They're doing it in more small town and rural America because the Democrat elites that control the cities and other rural urban areas, they're never going to let that happen to their neighborhoods. We have to get active. We have to push this out there. We have to make sure people understand that this is coming to your neighborhood, and it's not going to bode well, not just for your pets, Charlie. It's not going to bode well for you, your children, your grandchildren, and our futures.
That is well put. Don, what do you know, we've been around this for a while, Don. I remember back 8 years ago, we were campaigning in the Rust Belt, and No one thought we had a chance. This race is very close. It's going to come down to the same counties you and I were working in 8 years ago. Yeah. It's hard to believe, right? Pennsylvania, Michigan. Don, what is the state of the race and the action items for the audience?
Listen, everyone has to get involved. You have to do what you can. You got to call people. You got to check your voter registration. If you have kids, whatever it may be, and they're especially in swing states, make sure they're registered to vote there. They can do that. Do that now. Okay, get after it now. You don't want to find out that there's a problem and now it's too late to change anything. You know, I actually, I get a lot of people aren't going to be into this. You know, do the early voting thing. Get after it. You don't want to find out there's a problem. You understand the Democrats will do anything to maintain and or hold power. They're going to play whatever games they're going to play. We have to overwhelm it. To win by one, we got to win by four kind of thing. So we have to get out there. Every vote matters. Call every friend. Make sure they're doing that. Make sure they're checking their registrations. Make sure they're registered. If you're in Pennsylvania, check out some of the stuff Scott Pressler is doing. I did a podcast on it on my Triggered podcast last week. You know, go check that out. There's a lot of details, all of the critical dates. Get after it now. Do not take anything for granted. Do not take anything for chance. Call, put up signs, knock on doors, get involved with your local GOP office. Take it very seriously for the next 2 months. That's all it is. It's a 2-month sprint to the finish. The facts are on our side, but as you saw in the debate the other night, that doesn't matter when you're up against the machines that are big tech and the mainstream media. We have so much working against us. We need everyone 100% in line, just getting after it. So do not take anything for granted. Do not take anything for chance. Get involved, or, Springfield, Ohio is going to be your neck of the woods too someday.
That's right. Donald Trump Jr., thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Charlie.
We are, Ryan is getting this piece of tape here, but how we treat children is on the ballot. How we treat children is on the ballot. This is one thing I wish President Trump would have emphasized more. Kamala, where are the kids? There are 320,000 missing children right now, according to the Department of Homeland Security. 320,000 missing children. Where are they? We don't know. Sex slaves? Prostitutes? laborers. Kamala Harris is overseeing the largest sex trafficking operation in history due to open borders, and they're doing nothing to stop it. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they're okay with 14-year-olds medically mutilating themselves under gender-affirming care, even without parental consent. This is a conversation I had at Colorado University Boulder. Now, before I play this piece of tape, this young man is a hero, and he's courageous, and he has repeatedly given us permission to use this tape. You'll see why I say that. His family are missionaries in Mexico. I have no idea where, and if I knew, I wouldn't tell you. They see cartel members give their life to Christ, and while they give their life to Christ, they repent. When they repent, they're repenting of some really dark stuff, which might explain where those 320,000 kids are. Play cut 142.
I come from a missionary family to Mexico. We were with cartel members, and we see them convert to Christianity, saying how they traffic thousands and thousands of children, yeah, specifically to Democratic politicians, and they actually said the biggest client for their product is the U.S. government. And that actually exploded under the Biden administration.
Wait, so the cartels were telling your family they
directly in prison.
They were trafficking kids to the Democrats?
Yes.
So it's legit. Cartels are trafficking kids as sex slaves for Democrats?
Yes.
Is this modern-day slavery?
Yes, they are.
So just to give some detail for the audience.
Yes, sir.
You have an 11-year-old girl.
Yes.
What do they do with that girl?
They actually have to hide her. We were in Coahuila, which is where the casetas were at. They just got eliminated, but they were the biggest traffickers. They actually kind of began to dismantle under the Trump presidency, even for the Mexican government. But the biggest that we've known people that had to leave states, hide them, literally take them, like just completely.
And these girls become prostitutes 100%. At 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Parents have sold their kids into it just to survive.
So when you hear that 320,000 kids have gone missing under Kamala Harris.
100% accurate. We see thousands and thousands of migrants on top of trains coming across, just destroying everything across the path.
Do they mean America well or harm?
Absolutely harm.
So the cartel works with the American government
100%. So
to bring these kids as sex slaves.
Yeah. Yes.
This is not a joke, everybody.
This is not.
We've been saying this
directly
for a long time.
You guys can go. It's the largest
sex slave trade in the world history.
100%.
And Kamala Harris is overseeing it and co-signing it.
Yeah, the Democrat Party is the party of compassion and joy. That young man is a courageous hero for saying that and for coming at our event. I had no idea what he was going to say. Anyone can come to the mic. I don't know if he was going to agree or disagree. And we've since talked to him and said, hey, you okay with this video? He said, absolutely. He actually wants to come on the program and talk more about it. So pray for that young man. Courageous kid. I don't know his name. And if I knew the name, I wouldn't share it with you. It's very interesting. The Democrats always talk about slavery 150 years ago, but they seem indifferent about the slavery that's happening right here in our country. They couldn't care less. More slaves than any time in American history right now. Oh, but the real problem is January 6th. The real problem is Donald Trump's tone. The real problem is Project 2025. You can say a lot of negatives about Project 2025. I haven't read all of it. Project 2025 would stop the sex trafficking. It would stop the smuggling of kids into our country. Not to mention the 100,000 plus people that drug overdose, many of those deaths of fentanyl. You can tell a lot about a society about how it treats its children. And in America, children are for sale. Children are up for the highest bidder. That's what our country thinks of children. Not only that, we bring in more children from the third world so that they can be taken advantage of by whomever. We raid the homes of Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and Catholic parishioners, but sex traffickers, not a big deal because diversity is our strength. How we treat children is on the ballot. Vote for President Trump is to protect our children away from these savages that have maybe 320,000 or more child sex slaves right now in the country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.